terms of use.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
It's time to set up Democrats to act on a bill. We know that reducing spending will lead to a better environment for job creators to create jobs in America. We've done our job. Now the Senate says, we have a plan. Well, great. Pass the damn thing, all right? And send it over here and let's have real negotiations.
There's House Speaker John Boehner of Ohio urging the Senate to get the budget moving. If it doesn't get past the Congress and all of these other entities, will have to work on a continuing resolution or the government will shut down. What is this, the third time in the box for this or the fourth time in the box? That's what we are focused on in this hour, at least this part of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen here. Let's begin with Senator Chuck Schumer of New York catching a bit of flack over a phone call. He didn't realize reporters were already on the line. He was talking to some of his colleagues, telling them to refer to GOP budget cuts as extreme.
The only way we can avoid a shutdown is for Boehner to come up with a reasonable compromise and not just listen to what the Tea Party wants, because the Tea Party wants to stick to H.R. 1 with its draconian extreme. I always use the word extreme. That's what the caucus instructed me to do the other week. Extreme cuts and all these riders. And Boehner's in a box. But if he supports the Tea Party, there's going to inevitably a shutdown.
All right. Interesting. That's what the caucus told me to say. He doesn't have a mind to think on his own, one would say. You wonder, listening to that, how much of that stuff goes on behind the scenes, instructions, how the game plan works, et cetera, et cetera. So let's, as we overview what's going on here, we have radio and television east and west or left and right, or you get the drift. Here's talk host Jim Turner with reporter Jamie Dupre about this phone call.
So, Chuck Schumer, hello. Yeah, is anybody listening?
Yeah, yesterday Senate Democrats were doing a conference call with reporters. And before the call had started, Senator Charles Schumer, who is sort of leading the messaging efforts for Senate Democrats, was giving a little pregame pep talk to his fellow Democrats and counseling them to say words like extreme and other things in describing Republicans on the budget. Little did Schumer know that reporters actually were listening in at that point in time, when they probably weren't supposed to be hearing that pregame pep talk. Suddenly the mute button was hit and that went away. But it's a reminder of how that it's really congressional spitball time when we come to the budget. Both sides furiously trying to get the high ground on this just in case there is a government shutdown at the end of next week.
Well, and in fact, what he said yesterday, I mean, does it really matter? I mean, that pretty much is going to be the strategy anyhow.
Oh,
right?
Sure. I mean, look, using tough words like extreme is nothing new in terms of the Congress or anything like that. It's just a reminder that both sides talk big about cutting deals. But when you get down to it, it's a schoolyard fight. And the question right now is who's going to blink first in this battle of wills, and will it carry us over into a budget situation where the government actually shuts down?
Okay, so what's coming up there then?
In terms of the budget,
right.
we're just waiting. I mean, there's no real negotiations going on at this point in time.
Well, shouldn't there be, Jamie?
No, because there's still 9 days to go, Jim. You don't understand the congressional mindset.
Days.
If there's 9 days, that means you can almost take a week vacation and not have to worry about it until then. No, the real work will start getting done next week. This is the week for finger pointing and for blowing off steam. We'll see whether they actually get to a deal next week.
All right. So we move from Jamie Dupre to talk host Barry Markson, along with Michelle Larson, here with the same focus on the phone call and the strategy that the Democrats have been using to try to make the Republicans out as the bad guys.
Yeah, I mean, let's face it, this isn't anything you're probably not hearing in Washington every day, but kind of interesting to be behind the scenes. And right after this clip, what you hear is reporters on the line. And saying, I think we heard some stuff we weren't, like the reporters talking to each other and saying, I think we just heard something we weren't supposed to hear. And then they went on and had their normal conference.
And what's interesting is Chuck Schumer is not saying this is what I think. He's saying this is what you should say when you are questioned about these things.
Right.
Here's what you should say.
But part of what he said, what bothers me more than anything, is that they're going to protest any spending cut at all. That's the blanket there. They want to try to they want to change this bill. Number one, they want to make any federal shutdown the Republicans' fault. They want to fight any attempt to cut spending in any way and do it in a way that labels the Republicans as extreme mm-hmm. and tied to the Tea Party. Mm-hmm. It's all about Tea Party. This isn't a Tea Party country. We need to not follow everything Tea Party. That's what he's saying there.
And that John Boehner, who is the Speaker of the House, all of his strings are being pulled by the Tea Party.
He wants to tie Boehner to the Tea Party. So you kind of see it now. That it'll be interesting to see how this affects negotiations for the budget and keeping the government up and running.
Now that we know
what they actually, yeah, it's kind of like playing poker and the guy puts his cards on the table first. Everybody sees him and then he goes, uh-oh, picks the cards back up and says, I'm ready to keep playing.
Hey, goofball, yeah.
But you know what his cards say now. So good stuff there out of Chuck Schumer.
All right, so Chuck Schumer seems to be the focus here. What are your thoughts on this? 800-510-8255. We'll spend at least this first half hour talking back and forth about this and getting to the bottom line of the government shutdown. And up next, to sort of follow that pursuit, more on Schumer and the finger-pointing here on The Countdown.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick. Jack knocked over a candlestick onto the shag carpeting, and his pants ignited into flames, causing him to stop, drop, and roll. Luckily, Jack recently had Geico help him with renter's insurance, because all his belongings went up in flames. Jack got full replacement and now has new pants he ordered from Banana Republic. Visit Geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Listen up, ladies. Right now, Bare Minerals by Bare Essentials is inviting you to participate in a special nationwide giveaway of the mineral makeup everyone's talking about. That's right. We're letting everyone who calls try America's number one mineral makeup risk-free. Just call 1-800-507-3985 to find out how. This is an exclusive radio-only offer you don't want to miss. You've probably heard about Bare Minerals Foundation. It was quoted in Glamour Magazine as a magic eraser. Allure Magazine, InStyle, and Elle Magazines, and Leaders in Beauty continue to rave about how Bare Minerals Foundation is naturally radiant and good for your skin. Now you can participate in our nationwide giveaway and see for yourself. Bare Minerals, makeup so pure you can sleep in it. Experience the foundation that started the makeup revolution. Participate in this special opportunity to try Bare Minerals Foundation risk-free. And we'll also send you a free gift set. Just call 1-800-507-3985 now. Hurry, you don't want to miss this exclusive radio offer. 1-800-507-3985.
Men and women, do you look in the mirror and see dark circles under your eyes? Or do you have bags? Are your eyes puffy? Do you look tired all the time? Now, there's a fix for that, a cream that can help you instantly. You get it free by calling 800-894-3302. It's called Lumitone. Rub a dab of Lumitone around your eyes and it will reduce the look of dark circles instantly. It's amazing. You look bright and refreshed in just seconds. Doesn't stop there. Lumitone has a special ingredient that eases the appearance of your puffiness and bags. Tested and approved, this stuff works. You can get started by calling 800-894-3302. Get a free bottle. You pay a small shipping and handling fee. That's it. 800-894-3302. Lumitone. Get rid of all those bags and the sad look under your eye. 800-894-3302. Ask for Lumitone.
Hi, my name is Paula, and I love my CVS Pharmacy. They have relief for everything from headaches to dandruff. And now with price cuts, my wallet feels a lot better, too. They cut prices on hundreds of items I need every day.
Side effects of price cuts include feeling good about yourself, humming, and spontaneously high-fiving total strangers.
Yo, up top.
This week, get Puffs tissues for 87 cents and Listerine for $1.87 when you use your CVS Pharmacy Extra Care card. Now through Saturday, select varieties while supplies last. See store for details.
Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air at 16 past the hour. Let's move to radio host Charlie Parker with Charity McCurdy talking to analyst Jeff Birnbaum about whether Birnbaum thinks Congress will stop playing the blame game and actually get down to negotiations.
Capitol Hill rhetoric reached new levels of ugliness yesterday. Negotiations over some semblance of a federal budget led to finger-pointing. Democrats blaming Tea Party freshmen for the government or the potential government shutdown. I may have gotten ahead of myself. Republicans calling those claims a fantasy. So what do you think we're going to see? Another stopgap or an actual budget that's going to last through the end of the fiscal year?
I'm thinking that if there is an agreement, it'll be a long-term agreement that'll go through the rest of this fiscal year, which is to the end of September. You're right. Yesterday there were all sorts of public accusations. The top Democrat in the Senate saying that he won't negotiate in public. The top House Republicans, which are really the other side here, saying that they won't negotiate. They seem to be $30 billion of spending reductions apart. But behind the scenes, there is a lot of effort to come up with a compromise package and to cobble together a majority in the House where the problem is likely to be. Some of the Republican leaders are starting to talk to moderate Democrats to see if they could get them on board for a bigger than average spending reduction bill, at least bigger than the average that's being widely considered on Capitol Hill now.
And Jeff, what does it come down to? Is it just about an agreement on a number or cutting spending, or is it about the policy provisions that some Republicans want in the bill?
It may be a bit of a trade-off that would include both. To the extent that deeper cuts cannot be agreed to, process changes could be substituted. So it would be easier next time to reduce spending. In general, the parameters of the debate are that the House Republicans are pushing for a $61 billion cut for the rest of this fiscal year. The Democrats in the Senate are pushing for something close to $20 billion, and then they add on the $10 billion that they've already accepted in two stopgap measures to keep the government operating over the last couple months. The best guess is that somewhere around $30 billion might be acceptable if the House Republican leaders are able to find maybe 25 or so Democrats to vote for their package in the House.
All right. So the continuing discussion about Congress and whether or not there's going to be a shutdown or is there going to be some resolution, yeah, maybe revolution here. Here, hosts Mark Cesar, Ed Clemens, and Sam Cox talk about Howard Dean's comments, the essence of them. He said Democrats should be rooting for some kind of shutdown.
They're just not working things out in Washington. The Democrats have their position. Republicans are staking out their position. And Howard Dean, a former chairman of the Democratic Party, says Democrats ought to be rooting for a shutdown of the federal government.
If I was the head of the DNC, I'd be quietly rooting for it. The Republicans are going to get blamed for it because of Scott Walker. They appear to be intransigent and overreaching, again, which is exactly what happened after 1994. They had this huge win. They came in there and they went too far.
Overreaching? I'll show you overreaching. That's a trillion and a half deficit for the, you know, trillions and trillions for 10 years to come. That's overreaching.
If he thinks they're overreaching right now, he's crazy. It's a drop in the bucket. It's the first step.
Well,
it's the first step in trying to control this wild spending.
It's just like a ripple on the ocean of money that they're printing and borrowing. It's just, these guys are insane if they think we can keep this up.
It's whomever has the better spin doctors on this, if the government shuts down. Who spends it better? What party spends it better?
Harry Reid says the Democrats are trying to be reasonable.
Really?
But Boehner is listening too much to the Tea Party. And as long as he listens to the Tea Party and does what they say, there's no deal on the budget.
See, there you go.
It used to be the race card. Now it's a Tea Party card. When in doubt, Democrats pull the Tea Party card because they think, oh, no. Oh, no, the Tea Party. Bad, bad, bad.
Right. Tea Party. Bad. We're good. So what happens if there's a government shutdown? Are you wondering about that? 800-510-8255. The last suspension took place in the mid-1990s. Or all the things, there were hundreds of thousands of federal workers who were laid off. A lot of government services were shut down. But technology has changed. The government runs a lot on technology now. So who knows? Maybe there's a lesson to be learned here. 21 past the hour as our focus on the government continues on the countdown.
D.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds could become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
So we are, and as promised, the continuation here for a few moments with a call or two as we have time at 800-510-8255 on the battle over the budget shutdowns. From Fox, Megyn Kelly talks to Christopher Hahn, who's a former aide to Chuck Schumer. Also, talk host Chris Plant is involved in this. The finger-pointing is the focus.
All right, Christopher, let's start with you. This is your former boss. Now, of course, he's come out and said, what? I said extreme on the Senate floor. I said extreme there. But there's no question he got caught. He didn't know the reporters were on the line. He got caught. But does it matter?
I don't think it matters because what he said was true. The cuts are draconian and extreme. He's been saying it. I've been saying it. We've all been talking about it. And Boehner is in a box because Boehner's been in Congress a long time. And Boehner knows that he has to come to a reasonable deal. But he can't because the Tea Party caucus won't let him. The Tea Party, an extreme right wing of his party that is controlling the House Republicans, will not let him compromise. And Boehner's
read
the Constitution.
You also have been spoken to by the caucus, apparently. This is what the caucus instructed Schumer to do? And you apparently got the exact same orders because you said exactly what your former boss said.
Megyn, I don't work there anymore. I've got no instructions. All I can do is tell you what I've been watching on your show. They are extreme right wing.
Here's the point I'm going for. I'm going to let Chris Plant weigh in on this next, but I want to get your reaction, Christopher. Is that now when you say that, no one believes you. Now it's just like talking points. Now it's like, come on, it's the messaging that the caucus is instructing the Democrats to. No one believes you. So did he hurt himself there?
Well, listen, people have talking points. Every elected official throughout history has had talking points. Is there messaging going on? I think the Democratic Party has been struggling over the years not having enough messaging. So I'm glad that people are putting messaging points out there, as Republicans have done so effectively over the last 10 years. They've been beating us in the messaging war, and it's time for us to fight back. So, yes, they are extreme, and we should say it every time we talk about it.
The man has a very good point, Chris. Both sides of the aisle do this. They just don't get caught on tape doing it.
Yeah, well, this is a little, it's an opportunity to peek under the skirt of the Democrat political machine. And this is not about leading. This is not about fiscal responsibility. This is about political gamesmanship. This shows the Democrats for what they're, mudslingers. They like to keep the discussion in the gutter. They don't want to talk about fiscal responsibility and spending. They don't want to talk about the fact that the deficits, for as far as the eye can see, are more than $1 trillion a year, that Barack Obama's monthly deficits are greater than George W. Bush's annual deficits. They're seeking to defend every penny of spending.
Both sides, the budget is extremely important. I mean, we literally could be facing a government shutdown right now. They're talking about a very realistic possibility of that happening next April 8th, on April 8th. Both sides are making it political, looking already for how can I blame it on the other guy?
Everybody wants to blame.
Everybody wants to blame my rumpus. This is not about what the Republicans are doing. The Republicans are trying to bring cuts to the table. That's what they're talking about. The Democrat response to that is to demonize them, is to label people that are interested in some, just a modicum of fiscal responsibility.
Please,
it's not as though they're slashing away at the $1 trillion annual deficits, but the Democrats have positioned themselves to turn it into a food fight in the name of preserving every dollar of government spending. That's the bottom line. Giant government out of control, Chris.
Mr. Plant. Their cuts
are
extremely political. They only went after programs that Democrats have supported over the years.
Please.
They didn't touch defense spending. They didn't touch aid to oil companies.
It's like Food Fight TV. Redux. 800-510-8255. Jeff in Elmira, New York, listening to the countdown. What do you think? You chuckling or is this serious?
Oh, I'm chuckling. As an active member of the Tea Party, I have news after listening to that clip. Majority of the Tea Party members are not Republican. They're independent. So there's a little correction on that.
Well, also, it's a spin. They're trying to put the spin on it for obvious reasons. Go ahead.
Well, as an active member of the Tea Party, we're trying to push our elected officials to be more fiscally and financially responsible with the budget, cut the necessary spending, get rid of the waste, balance the budget, always spend what we bring in. And here's Chuck Schumer, who's responsible for creating the deficit because he's been there for so long, who wants to spend money we don't have, borrow more money.
It's the same old game. You got it. 28 after on the countdown.
Cable TV rates continue to skyrocket higher and higher, and the profit-hungry cable giants have pushed consumers around long enough. It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed free with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. It's just $24.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now and get Dish Network professionally installed for free, plus an HD video recorder for free, over 15 premium channels, HD free for life. And if you call in right now, Dish will throw in HBO and Showtime free for 3 months. Dish Network is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-696-2921. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in crystal clear digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At $24.99, they're giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-696-2921. That's 800-696-2921. Again, 800-696-2921.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? If a tree falls in the forest and no one is around, does it make a noise? Yep.
Be like the 4 million who switched to Geico last year, and you too could start saving money. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I'm Bruce Johnson with Kmart. We're a proud supporter of March of Dimes, March for Babies. This is an easy decision for Kmart. We want to help moms have healthy pregnancies and, in the process, save babies' lives. We've participated with March of Dimes for the past 28 years and will continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join the 20,000 companies, including Kmart, who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at March for Babies.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines, it seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available, so get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769. Bye.
Now 33 after the hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, continuing with now an update on what's going on in Japan. Our focus on the problems there as they continue. And the latest, the one of the best things about certain talk radio programs is that they seek out the hosts, do the producers of the program do. Radio stations encourage experts to get on the air and discuss problems and issues like this. You may have been familiar with the poll that ran at DougStefan.com asking you how concerned you were about radiation from Japan. 55% of you said not one bit. The amounts are too small by the time it gets here. Let's see, 26% said very concerned. I think there's a lot that is not being told. 13% of you said a bit concerned. It got here much faster than I thought it would. And 6% of you said moderately concerned. I'd be more concerned if they found it in my state, but they haven't found it there yet. Joining us now is Linda May, who is a nuclear safety and health expert. She is here having spent her years, younger years, as a person who wrote the Nuclear Reactor Emergency Procedural Manual in the 80s and is certain they're not following the correct procedures in Japan now. How do you know that, Linda? What are you observing that makes you concerned about this?
Well, as a health and safety professional, there are certain procedures and emergency plans we go through. And what we saw when they announced cooling on their secondary cooling reactor, from that point on, they went into a cascade of disaster scenarios that just no one envisioned would occur. And rather than, you know, being able to step in and control it, it's gotten far worse. And that worst scenario case is now come past where we're in the situation we're in Japan.
Okay, so the announcement has been made they're going to probably cap the plant. What does that do? Does that ensure our safety now, the safety of Americans, the safety of Japanese, safety of other people around the world?
Well, what it will do is take several weeks or even up to 8-10 weeks. It's basically what we did in Chernobyl and 3. We will seal it into net forever. However, in the meantime, there will still be radioactive materials in the air, and that's where people have a concern. And as we have noticed, the alarms do go off in the United States on the borders as it's gone over the U.S. We also have noted that on Sunday night, CDC sent an alarm out to various government officials in all of the states, alerting them that iodine-131 and cesium had been found in the air, and that it was directly related to the Japan situation with the Fukushima 3.
Some of the milk in the Spokane area of Washington, where we have a lot of listeners, indicates the presence of radioactive iodine. Not enough to be problematic, though, is it?
It's not enough at this point. However, I would listen closely to their local officials, and the concern would be with infants, children, pregnant women, and local public health officials would want them to seek other sources of milk other than cattle that had the iodine detected in it. And as we did in Chernobyl, we ended up disposing of that milk and not putting it out for consumption.
You have spoken about why this cannot happen here. Whatever happened in Japan isn't possible here. Why is that?
What happened in Japan just was a failure of a multitude of things. I think the big thing was that a 30-foot wall of the tsunami they had just doesn't occur in the United States. We've taken our health and safety and emergency preparedness plans well beyond what the Japanese have, and we've ensured that, you know, these kind of things will not occur, and we don't secondary cooling. It's just as one UK expert said, and I spoke with him, he said, we're into a scenario that is in science fiction that no one in the industry, either in the United States or Europe, ever dreamt would occur.
All right, Linda May, thank you for being here. Linda May, a safety health expert when it comes to the nuclear industry. And now we move to talk host Frank Beckman here on the countdown. Speaking to Ken Yale, who's the section chief of Michigan's Radiological Detection Unit, about the discovery of some radiation there in Michigan.
Here in Michigan, you know, we do what other states and countries do around the world. We have air quality detection equipment, and we check for various pollutants. And after what happened in Japan with the earthquake, the tsunami, the problem with the nuke plant there, or plants, there's been a concern about radiation spreading around the globe. And you hear these stories about in different areas, including states here in the U.S., where the radiation from the Japan nuke plants that have been crippled is being detected. Well, now we, for the first time, have had a detection of some of this here in Michigan. We'll explain it all to you now. There's nothing to be alarmed about. Let me repeat that one more time. Absolutely nothing to be alarmed about. This is just minuscule amounts, but it is there. Ken Yale is the chief radiological protection section chief here in the state of Michigan, chief of the Radiological Protection Unit, and is kind enough to join us here on the Frank Beckman Show to explain it. Ken, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Frank. Good, thank you.
The detection that you do, the air quality, explain what happened here and what you found this week.
The Department of Environmental Quality has had a environmental monitoring program that's been continuous since 1958. And we take an air sample in Lansing. We let the air sampler run for a week, and then each week we process that air sample and look for any radionuclides and look for any changes from what we would typically see when we know there's nothing going on. On the air sample this week, we saw a very minute amount of iodine-131, which would be an isotope that would only be released due to the reactors over in Japan.
And how much did you find? What was the significance of the amount? Can you put it into some perspective for us?
To put it into perspective, it was very, very small, to the point point where it would be less than 100,000 times less than what we would need in order to before we would start making protective action recommendations, before we would be concerned that people would need to do something.
All right. There is a lot of stuff going on. As you know, the news media is all about fear. It's all about scaring you, as politicians are. But I thought that fellow, Beckman, took a pretty measured approach, because he said what many other people who are responsible have said. There's not enough here, even though there's been some detected, to do any harm. There are all kinds of ways. We're all exposed to radiation every day of our lives. If you fly a lot, if you're in the sun a lot, it just defeats certain foods like bananas. In Texas, host Chris Kroc talked to Dr. Ron Chester, who was the first American scientist on the scene in Chernobyl, about the situation in Japan.
How bad is it right now? What is your assessment of the situation?
Well, it's been an unraveling situation from the very start. But it does appear that in the last 2 days that there's been some significant improvement, and there's optimism that they will be able to get these reactors shut down sufficiently without any catastrophic release of radiation.
Can you explain to us what really happened, just generically? You know, this is like a nuclear explanation for first graders. What happened? What is a meltdown? What happened here, basically?
Well, what happened is that the earthquake caused an enormous tsunami that swamped the generators and cut off the electrical system that provides the crucial cooling water to the reactors. These reactors, nuclear reactors, are very hot, and they require cooling. Otherwise, the fuel can melt. And the melt at Chernobyl caused a hydrogen explosion that released huge amounts of radiation. Here in this case, there was a partial melt of the fuel, but it didn't cause an explosion, but it caused enough buildup of gases that they had to release gases out into the atmosphere. And they're struggling now to restore all of the cooling to these reactors, so that they don't generate too much heat and melt the fuel that's in the reactors.
Which is worse, Chernobyl or this?
Chernobyl by far. Chernobyl was an explosion that blew the top off of the reactor vessel and exposed the fuel rods to the environment. And it blew out about 6,000 kilograms, that's about 10,000 pounds of nuclear fuel out into the environment.
Wow.
That hasn't happened here. The disaster here in Japan right now is somewhere between Three Mile Island and Chernobyl.
All right. So that's there, not here. Understanding and underscoring, that's there, not here. The International Atomic Energy Agency says that spiking radiation levels have been recorded about 25 miles from where this plant is. Levels detected in some villages that are beyond the 19-mile evacuation zone that had been established. The first assessment indicates that one of the operational criteria for evacuation is exceeded in this village. Again, that's there, moving it out a little bit. Safety officials say seawater 300 yards outside the plant contained 3,000 times the legal limit for the amount of radioactive iodine. That's the highest rate yet. But the bottom line is that's there. You wouldn't want to be eating any fish from over there or anywhere in that area. And who knows what happens as the water disperses. Does it weaken it and lessen the effect? Still, we should be eating much more stuff. We make sure where our food comes from, I think, if we're smart. 45 past the hour. Up next, a focus on Libya here in the Countdown.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit MatrixDirect.com.
Do you think you're getting your money's worth for your life insurance policy? Because if you're 40 and married and are paying more than $14 a month, chances are you're paying too much.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for Matrix Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. And if you're 40 years old and married, we could find you a $250,000 policy for less than $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free no-obligation quote. Call 1-800-601-5469. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 75% on the term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 75%, and the call is absolutely free. Call Matrix Direct, 1-800-601-5469. That's 1-800-601-5469. 1-800-601-5469.
And now on to the bonus round. If blood is thicker than water, what's thicker than blood?
Fondue cheese?
Correct. Never look a gift horse in the mouth. Why not?
Gingivitis.
Correct. Netflix lets you watch unlimited TV episodes instantly through your what?
The game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game console or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
You know, when my youngest went off to college, I thought now I'd have plenty of time to travel, see friends, and live an active life again. What I didn't expect was waking up throughout the night, sometimes three or four times, to go to the bathroom, not to mention the embarrassing accidents during the day. That's when I started using Better Woman, the all-natural, clinically tested herbal supplement that's helped thousands of women just like me regain control and freedom. With Better Woman, I don't have to worry where the next bathroom is. I sleep much better and have more energy. It's even helped my mood swings. Best of all, it's all natural, no known side effects. Call 800-701-7040 or visit betterwomannow.com to receive a free bonus bottle. That's 1-800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Thanks to Better Woman, I feel like my younger self again. That's 800-701-7040 or betterwomannow.com. Better Man is also available for men.
All right, let's move to Libya here in the countdown with Talk Host Jim Scott here, visiting with military analyst Colonel Dean Smittle about the possibility we are arming the rebels in Libya.
Colonel, I'm just reading. This is breaking news. With the momentum of ground combat swinging in their favor, forces loyal to Colonel Gaddafi pushed back toward the refinery town of Ras Lanuf, rolling back the western-backed rebels, but they're also exposing their own forces to Allied airstrikes. And there are some Allied warplanes that have been heard over Libya. What kind do you think they might be?
Well, they're actually United States Air Force Special Operations C-130 gunships, an A-10 Warthogs, that's a jet aircraft, which has many guns. The C-130 aircraft has too many guns, fires 6,000 rounds a minute, has a 40-millimeter cannon, and a 105 howitzer. That allows these gunships to loiter over the area and take out Gaddafi forces that had tried to advance against the rebels, Jim.
Aren't they also vulnerable, though, to enemy ground fire, huh?
That's right. They fly low and slow. However, they with the cannon, the 105 howitzer, they can actually loiter in the air over the forces Gaddafi has for quite some time at a greater distance. So they're vulnerable, maybe to ground to air missiles, but they're very effective, Jim. They can very precisely lay down a burst of fire, mm-hmm. and actually commanders prefer them. There's less collateral damage to civilians in the area.
Colonel, where do you go in on to arm or not to arm the rebel forces? Is there a fierce debate here?
I say arm the rebel forces with caution. And the reason I say that is they had an international conference about Libya Tuesday in London.
Right.
There's some concern that there are flickers, quoting the Times reports, that there's presence of Al-Qaeda and Hezbollah members among those rebels. We don't want to arm those guys. So we may have to have some SAS, British Special Air Services folks on the ground. Those are commandos, maybe French Foreign Legion, to go in there and sort that mess out. We don't want to arm the bad guys, but right now that's a real concern, to arm the rebels and let them do their fighting in the conjunction with the close air support, the AC-130 and A-10 gunships, Jim.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Doug Steffen calling now for your calls at 800-510-8255. As we have listened off and on for the past week or two or three to what ought to be happening with Gaddafi and what our role ought to be in the rest of the world, et cetera, et cetera, let's get into what your thoughts are on this, starting with Rich, who's calling from the St. Augustine, Jacksonville area of Florida. Go ahead, sir.
I don't see why we have the right to be the world police. We seem to think we can go into any country, and we're no better off than Gaddafi or any one of the leaders. We're starving our people, the old people who want to cut their benefits. They can't eat. We might not be bombing our citizens, but we're silently killing them, starving them, failing to provide medical care, letting them die because they can't afford transplants and surgeries. Don't think Washington wouldn't do the same to all of us if we organized and rebelled against Washington.
All right. So rather than me comment, let me see if I can get as many people in here as possible, including Walter. You're up next from Kentucky with thoughts on the countdown.
What happens when our government shuts down? What happens to the U.S.? We're at a point right now with our government where we can still remain strong and start fixing a lot of the problems we have here at home. But when I see 100 Tomahawk missiles, I see over $1 million just went out the door. We've had economic problems going on that are not being fixed. And when we continue and continue and continue to spend money on our troops other places, I mean, I don't condone what Gaddafi is doing. Go get him. And I'm glad to hear it's not a U.S.-led, you know, tirade. But we still, you know, the American people, myself especially, we're worried about what's going on with our own Congress and our own budget.
Boy, aren't we, though, huh? Given the continuing discussion about the possibility of shutting down yet one more time, no leadership really there. Is there leadership being exerted here in Libya? Chad, who's listening in Indiana with a focus on this on the countdown. Sir, please.
I know we have a lot of problems here in America, but I think as Americans, I think we're a little spoiled. And there's nothing more important than freedom. And if you look at these Libyans, all they want is freedom. And I don't understand why there's not more backers behind this, because I just don't see anything more important than freedom. And I know we've got a lot of problems here, but it's not a small world anymore. This world gets smaller and smaller every day, and there are problems out there. And everybody thinks we're bullies, and everybody thinks this. I think we should have led the attack. We have to lead by example. We're one of the most strongest countries in the world, and we have to lead by example that we're not going to let a tyrant bomb his own people because they want a different government. It's not fair. They want the same thing that we have. And I just wanted to say, I think Americans have forgotten what it's like to fight for freedom. I know it's been a long time, but I think we all need to realize what it's like to stand up for freedom.
We got a whole different set of things on our agenda, I think, these days. David in Hyattsville, Maryland, listening to the Big Talker 1580 on Libya.
To this point, you know, I've been very supportive of the decisions that President Obama has made. But this decision to go into Libya at this particular point in time, I think we could have done something else. I feel that, you know, we still have things that we unfinished business in Afghanistan, and, you know, we still have troops in Afghanistan, we still have troops in Iraq. We need to do we need to handle that business before we can take on another military action, whether it's a limited role or whatever. I understand the Muammar Gaddafi calling his people rats and all this stuff, but all in all, that's a civil war over there. I really don't think that the United States should get involved. We are not the policemen of the world. We need to handle our own business before we handle anybody else's business. Unemployment rate is still high, you know, and, you know, our deficit. This is just going to add to our deficit and everything. So I think, literally, I think that we need to just pull out of Libya, period, and, you know, just handle what we need to handle first. How can we handle somebody else's problems if we can't even handle our own problems? I just don't understand that move.
Wayne, you finish it off, please.
I just want to say all this information that comes from the mass media is just brainwashing. I think his speech was weak, and plus he don't write his own speeches anyway. Somebody else does the thinking for these puppet presidents, and we shouldn't be in no war aggravating other people. This is all the globalist agenda. Personally, the humanitarian, I don't think going in throwing bombs at somebody is humanitarian anyway.